There is something enormously paradoxical about the asking prayers of our Catholic tradition. Given what we know to be true about God, and given what God has Himself revealed in Scripture and tradition about His own divine nature, there is much that seems almost illogical about the pleading and intercession of our church. After all, God is omniscient. God knows everything. And yet, we regularly ask God to remember. God is also supreme goodness in Himself, exploding in the grace of our creation, overflowing in the grace of our redemption. And yet, we pray that God come to our assistance. God's unlimited power is identical to His infallible mind and will. Yet we commonly ask that He make haste to help us. God is invincible justice, yet we demand that He right all wrongs. God is healing and comfort, yet we intercede with Him for the sick and the suffering. God is endless mercy, yet we ask for His forgiveness. God is steadfast love, yet we beg, we long, we plead for His embrace. As Christians, it's also vital to remember that God is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, a trinity of persons sharing one Godhead, the ultimate and the infinite, an endless ocean of perfect existence. God is the supreme being, utterly other, beyond any exhaustive description, not limited by any necessity. God is ineffable beauty, wondrous bliss, glorious beatitude, splendor beyond all measure. Yet, Christ the Lord commanded that His disciples dare to name in prayer this terrible and awesome God as our Father. And Jesus Himself once explained that God the Father already knows what we need before we ask Him. Yet the Savior further taught us in His prayer, in the Lord's Prayer, to beseech the Father Almighty that His kingdom come, that His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In this same prayer of Jesus, we are encouraged to ask for our daily bread, for forgiveness, and for deliverance from temptation and evil. And, no matter where we might pray, it is also simply true that God is there, as He is present everywhere, but we intentionally worship Him here, in this place we call holy, whose walls were once consecrated with the richly perfumed oil of Holy Chrism, and where most of the assembled priests and deacons were once ordained to holy orders. So, logically, it cannot be that it is God who is moved by the intercession of His church, by all our storming of the heavens, even by our sacramental prayers offered here in the cathedral. The living God cannot be changed and does not need to be changed, because it is always God who acts and cannot be acted upon. Yet, we were taught by the Lord Himself to pray always, even to pray like an insistent, importunate widow, stubbornly pleading her case before an indifferent, unjust judge who only finally gives in just to get rid of her. But we know that the living God cares deeply and is always just, and is never in competition with his own creation. And the paradox is that when we knock, the door will be opened, and when we ask, we will find, because Almighty God always intends to do good. So our prayers do not change our endlessly good God, but their faith-filled persistence can and will change us. Daily prayer, constant prayer, shared prayer, by the transforming grace of God, will give us new life, new unimagined and unexpected possibility. The Supreme Being always seeks communion with us human beings, and his being never annihilates our being. God never imposes his grace. His gifts of freedom and choice are intrinsic to our created human reality. So we must choose God. We must accept God. We must freely love God and then freely serve God. His will is our peace. And so we must always pray just as Jesus always prayed. Father, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This cooperation with God, this communion with our God, is the inward reality that the outward signs of holy oil both signify and effect. God wants to comfort and heal the sick. God wants to strengthen catechumens in their journey of faith. God wants to expel every evil influence of the world, the flesh, and the devil. God wants to consecrate holy altars, the walls of his holy churches, and the brows of the newly baptized and confirmed. God wants to purify and sanctify the hands of his priests and the heads of his bishops, whose lives are consecrated by God for sacred duties and made holy by the holy things we touch. It is the divinely established work of the priesthood to love, worship, glorify, praise, and thank our good and gracious God, and also to insistently and persistently intercede for the needs of the church and the whole world, because prayer truly does work miracles. And it is prayer that guides us, strengthens us, empowers us to faithfully serve God's people. This ministry of prayer and service is what God asks of us. This ministry of sanctification is what God wills for the priesthood of the New Testament. Catholic priests always serve in the person of Christ the Head. We serve not in virtue of any law concerning physical descent. We are not the sons of Levi, but like Melchizedek of old, we are priests forever through the power of God's own indestructible life. But all bishops, all priests and deacons, all consecrated religious and the laity, all of us in this passing world remain unfinished saints. We are fragments of God's grace and goodness, and we are always in need of recreation by the power of the Spirit. Our need is infinite, so only our infinite God will suffice. Our continuing conversion is a willing surrender to the perspective and purposes of God. In this world of time, we will always need to pray relentlessly for the good God always wills. We will always need spiritual alertness and pliancy in order to respond to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Year after year, day after day, Jesus Christ, our High Priest, must unambiguously become the very center of our existence, bringing harmony to the cacophony that often can distort our lives. To see and believe in Jesus is to know the Father and to live in the Spirit. And all of us who believe in Him, all of us who do obey Him, can become the freest of all. We can be brave and fearless disciples of Jesus and the most generous servants of our neighbor. So, at this Chrism Mass, let us continue to ask God to do what God always wants to do, to renew all His wondrous gifts of love, to renew all the rich graces of holy orders, to renew the inexhaustible fire that is the Holy Spirit in our hearts and in our lives.